We are the Grilling Guys. It's Barbecue Bob with Michael Gray. We also have Brad the Builder. He's going to hang around for a little bit with us. You can check us out on Twitter also and just look up Grilling Guy on Twitter. But hit our Facebook page if you want to pop a question up to us. We had a pretty cool event while you were out, Michael. We gave away that grill that we've been talking about for so long. We took out to all those remotes. And a lady by the name of Murphy up in Rockford. Murphy, if you're listening, I have your gas line now. It somehow, when I hauled it to all those events to show it off, I lost the gas line to it.
That is so unlike you.
It was packed and repacked enough times that I think I probably am using it on my grill. So, Murph, if you're listening. Also, we had a fella, one of our big, and this guy is big, he's like 6'5", Dan Stevens. If you're listening, Dan, your Grilling Guy's jacket is in, so I left a message for you on the phone. Hit us up. You can hit us on Facebook. You can hit us on Twitter. Or you can just use the telephone. That still works.
800-785-1073 is that number this morning.
Thanks, I'm having a brain cramp.
800-785-1073. And I don't want to waste too much more time. I want to get into this Valentine's Day thing because you have apparently dug yourself a ditch with the misses.
No, I dig myself a ditch when I miss the lessons. Like, I was doing classes all this week. Next week, Monday morning, I get on an airplane and head to Atlantic City for the week to do the spa show out there because I also have a week-time job that gives me spa business. So I'm in the hot tub world, and so I got to do the big national hot tub show out there all week. So it's doghouse on that regard when I miss the dance lessons. She doesn't care that I'm not there to make breakfast
or that
I'm not there to, you know, put pellets in the pellet stove. It's missing that dance lesson.
The fact that you're going to dance lessons should preemptively get you out of any trouble that you could create.
I think so. You're listening, Maureen.
Short of being found in a hotel room with, you know, prostitutes and paraphernalia, I can't imagine that you could get yourself in enough. You're going to dance lessons. You've clearly handed her the keys to the car. You're in the passenger side at this point.
Yeah, you're right. You're rising up in my ranks, too. I'm just, you know, I just can't give you enough kudos for that.
I'm guessing I'm no longer welcome at your house, either.
Probably. We'll sneak in. She takes a lot of trips. We're talking to Brad the Builder, and he's from, give us that domain again.
Timberlandbuilding.com.
Okay. But hold off. Write that domain down. Click it in a week because it's under repair for a week. He's adding a new interactive segment that's going to be pretty cool, and you'll be able to track your job online.
Yep, webcams.
Great way to go. Yep. We're talking about your grill island, the perfect. And we're trying to hit on Valentine's Day. I think an awesome Valentine's Day present would be a really cool kitchen outdoors.
That'd be great, Bern.
Yeah.
Great.
Maybe you could do like a little coupon over the air right now and say anybody that calls you is going to get like half off on their grill island. Can you do that?
Probably not.
Oh, shoot.
How about a free design?
Okay.
That'd be a good start, wouldn't it?
What does that cost?
Sign me up.
Does it depend on the design?
It really does. I mean, if you want a big, full, comprehensive backyard design, obviously landscape designs are pretty extensive.
Right.
You know, you can have $2,500 to $5,000 in design like that, but you can have basic design for a couple hundred, $200 to $500.
Is anything possible when the weather's like this, or do you have to wait till spring and really get a lay of the land?
Well, I think you can get. For the most part, you can get it all planned out.
Really?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Just as long as you can see a little site inspection when the snow's gone.
Yeah.
So you visit the house around in July.
Well, the biggest concern this time of year is make sure the drainage is right, and you want to make sure that's going to happen. The only way you're going to know that is be there when the weather is proper.
Oh, I forgot to tell you, my sump pump dumps out right there.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Except the smell is.
Yeah. So, Valentine's gift, outdoor island. I would really like to put my newest tech. I got another new tech, which is this huge drop-in. And I'm really hooked on the infrared part. So I'm going to retire my old Phoenix, which is kind of on the way to the pool, and put this new tech right out there where we do everything. And I'm going to really need some help with that. I've got a spot figured out. We have a really nice design back there. We've had a lot of help. We had, the Outback?
Sure.
Greg White.
Mm-hmm.
from the Outback, laid it all out with the nice Jarrah fencing and everything. But it's been at a standstill the last couple of years just because I really can't spend the big bucks.
Well, you can add some cabinetry, set that in there, another good phase to start with, and then go on from there.
Really want to see that polymer stuff.
Yeah, it's a great, great product.
What would you recommend for a bar top then? What do you like to drop in? I've got Ubu Tuba Granite back behind it in the bathhouse, but that stuff was, that killed the budget.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can do stainless. You can do polymer tops too. It's pretty much the same product you're using as a cutting board. Very, very similar.
Kind of like the thought of stainless.
Yeah, stainless is a great way to go too. Not the cheapest product out there, but it's certainly a great product.
Yeah. I think the problem with the granite is I installed it myself. And when I was setting it down, I dropped it.
Not a good thing.
I found the fault in it.
You?
I got really I got really good at resin and a grinder. It adds character.
Yeah, absolutely. It's
You're listening to the Grilling Guys on 107.3. We're here every Saturday. And we've got Michael Gray with us this morning. And later on today, he's gonna start pumping his chest up a little bit about all the exploits he's had. He sends me these posts about every other day, and I'm like driving and I see this picture of this massive bird that he smoked, and I want to pick your brain on that later on. I really want to hear how your progress is going on the whole good one experience.
Yeah, and like I said, I need an idea for tomorrow. I got to do something for the playoffs. We've got obviously both the NFC and AFC championship games. You can hear them both live here. Shameless plug. Pre-game starts at 2 tomorrow.
It's the only place to listen to sports.
And we've got both of those games. But I got to do something. I'm going to have the in-laws up. So I like to make the old man feel bad. He likes to think that he's a grilling type. Yeah.
Is
and
he
so
listening?
I like to just bury him.
Is he listening right now?
No, actually, he's got my daughter this weekend. They're down in Kalamazoo.
Oh. So. Well, the signal's pretty strong.
Oh, no, he can hear it. He doesn't tune into anything I do.
He's paying attention to the little pumpkin.
I hope so.
Yeah, you better hope so. Well, we'll have to figure something out. So how many people are you going to have over?
I don't know. Somewhere between 4 and 10.
Well,
I'll figure something
out. It's going to be a great day for football. It's going to be cold, so you have the excuse to sit inside. It's not like you have to go out and do yard work.
Smoke some fresh fish. Get in your ice, Shanny.
Yeah. We ruined that this morning.
Yes.
He's already been whining.
Yes, you did.
Okay, you either want, you know, to have this this extra gig, or you want to ice fish. You got too many issues. So we want to talk about the perfect romantic dinner. And I have laid out, if you're in trouble like me and you're always trying to please the wifey or girlfriend, or I guess we'll leave it at that. One of the things you can do is plan out a nice romantic Valentine dinner. And I've put together something I think is pretty sweet meal that my wife tends to like, and that's my experience, because I only have one woman to please. But she really loves filet mignon. And who doesn't? But if we go to a restaurant, she bounces back and forth between the prime rib, and she always looks at me and goes, I don't know what to get. She doesn't say it like that. That's more my daughter's voice, if you're listening, Maureen. So do a filet mignon, wrap it in bacon, put a little olive oil on it, and basic salt and pepper. Then go to Forest Hill Foods. They make these twice-baked potatoes. They're beautiful. You can put them in the oven when you get home. You don't have to do a lot of work here. You can steam some carrots, maybe throw a little brown sugar and butter on them as they're finishing off for that glaze. Get a loaf of Vienna bread, a little garlic butter, and a nice bottle of wine. We had Kenny Peterson on the show here a couple of weeks ago. Tabor Hill makes some great wines for that. I would go with their Cab Franc, which I called Cob Franc. And then Arnie's Scandinavian Tort. You're done. Game over. You're going to have romance. It'll be the perfect Valentine's deal.
You're going to post that at thegrillingguysgot.com for everybody in the
dark. I will now that you mentioned it.
Yeah, it's probably a good idea.
I wasn't thinking.
Weird.
Mm.
What's coming up in the second hour of the show?
Well, we're going to get into that whole dance studio thing. Matter of fact, while Lance is here, I think I'm going to have him give you a lesson on the air, because there's nothing
that
weirder.
That is not going to happen.
There's nothing
that is not
weirder
going to happen
than getting instructions and having to have the dance instructor, being a guy, play the girl's part and lead you around. It's
Lance,
pretty
don't make any plans.
Pretty. It really brings out your shallow parts.
Well, I can't wait.
We're going to talk to Rob Russell, and our favorite cowboy. Spent a week with him, and he still likes us. We will also talk with Lance from Illusions Dance Studio, and then we're going to hit all our other stuff.
I am a guy, and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.